Hundreds of thousands of people dream hundreds of thousands of dreams of winning hundreds of thousands, yes, hundreds of thousands of pounds on the football pools. The fools, don't they know you can't win? 'Cause if you win, you lose.
We present Give or Take by Wally K. Daly, starring David Roper and Sharon Deuce, and featuring Bill Owen, with special guests Robert Gillespie, David Tate, and Deirdre Costello.
One, two, three, four. About turn. One, two, three, four. About turn.
Sam? Sam, where are you?
Landing!
Didn't know you'd been flying!
On the landing! That is all I need. Now she's a comedian.
What are you doing out there?
Just pacing about, thinking.
You're going to be tired out tomorrow morning.
Is that a promise?
What's the matter with you? Aren't you tired?
Tired? I am exhausted. Oh, what a day. But what's the point of going to bed? I'll never sleep.
Would you like me to make you a cup of tea?
Don't mention that word.
What word?
Tea.
Tea?
See, you said it again. Tea makes you think of tea time and that abysmal family affair this afternoon.
Oh, it wasn't that bad. You're just disappointed you weren't as nasty as you normally are.
That could be true. I can't get over your mum, Rose, waiting for your dad, George, to do his dropping off to sleep trick so that she could go on making eyes at my dad, Flash Fred. And he was fantastic, wasn't he? He had his comb in and out of his pocket so much, I began to worry in case the friction set his jacket on fire.
Mum fluttering her eyelashes probably kept it cool.
And George, unbelievable. He must have spent more time asleep than awake. He really should have a word with Dr. Clive.
He can't seem to stay awake long enough to get to the surgery.
No, that figures.
Still, they all enjoyed themselves in their own way.
Oh, and the evening, that endless evening.
I can't get over the looks on their faces when you went away. And when you came back 5 minutes later, you were wearing your pyjamas.
Well, I was beginning to think they'd never go.
It was only 9:30.
Well, I'm a great believer in early hints.
I think they probably wondered why you switched the television off when the newsreader started talking about a record pools win.
Oh, wasn't thinking. My nerves are a little taut. It's been a long weekend.
Why wouldn't you let me tell them we've won a fortune on the pools? I mean, we're not going to keep it all to ourselves, are we?
No, of course not. But there are ways of doing it without them knowing where the money comes from. No, we'll dish out their share surreptitiously.
How?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't even thought about it.
Oh, well, Mum's easy. We'll just post it to her in a plain brown envelope with a note saying, from a secret admirer.
Oh, yeah, she'd love that. Of course, we'd have to send her twice as much as we want to give her because she's bound to give half to us as a surprise present.
Yes, that's true. How do we manage about Fred?
I think I'll tell him I've robbed the bank and let him blackmail me.
Oh, Sam.
Well, at least he'd have the pleasure of waiting for me to get caught. No, we'll think of something. Come on, time for sleep. Long sleeps build big babies.
Come to bed, then.
Only if you promise not to be rude.
Not a chance.
OK, you win. Bed. Oh, there, that's better. Comfortable. Would you like another pillow?
No, I'm lovely.
Oh, good.
Shall we...
Well, all right, then.
Would you like to start this time?
Yeah. My turn.
Off you go.
Right. A small yacht.
A cottage in the country.
Two Rolls Royces. One marked his, one marked hers.
Winter in the Bahamas.
Oh, a solid gold potty for the baby.
A new set of tea towels.
Are you pleased?
Oh, yes. Saturday, never to be forgotten. Two lovely surprises in one day.
8 draws on the pools and a surprise pregnancy. Terrific. Followed by a typically horrid family Sunday. Hey, do you forgive me for swapping your tablets for sugar imitations?
Of course I do. By the way, how did you manage to get those special pills?
I got Carter the chemist to make them up. You know, same size as the originals. I told him we were experimenting to see if the effect of contraception was purely psychological.
What did he say to that?
Name the first one after me.
I'd started to say hello, sweetie, every time I went in. Love you, Sam.
Love you, Annabelle.
Sam?
Yeah?
What happens if another 500,000 people have 8 drawers as well?
Well, we get £1 apiece and all these statisticians in the country commit suicide.
It's unlikely, is it?
Well, sort of. A bit like those monkeys typing Shakespeare. They probably could, but they'd die of boredom first. Hey, just think of you last week, wandering off to the centre of town with a fortune marked out in your hand. It's lucky you weren't pounced in the post office by a team of pool spinchers.
They'd have a job. I didn't go to the post office. I posted it in the corner of Anchor Street.
You what?
I posted it in the corner off Anchor Street.
But there's no post box on the corner of Anchor Street.
Oh, yes, there is. It's one of those square ones, you know, set in the wall.
You what? You don't mean it. You mean you actually posted it in one of those stupid square little boxes stuck in the wall?
Well, yeah, what's wrong with that?
Don't you realise they're never emptied?
Oh, come on, Sam, of course they're empty.
They are not. Nobody would be stupid enough to put a letter in one of those. They're just a bit of red to brighten up the greenery so they don't empty them.
They're empty.
They are not empty.
They are.
Well, tomorrow I will find out for certain. First post, before going to work, I'm going to stand there and see it emptied. All day if necessary. And if it isn't, I'm going to sue the post office for every penny we have now lost because of your stupidity and they're not allowing for it.
Oh, Sam.
Yes?
You look lovely when you're being masterful. Hey, where are you going?
I'm pacing off to the landing. 1, 2, 3, 4. About turn. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes.
That's very agreeable of you, Sam. I haven't even asked you yet.
Don't push your luck, Daddy. You are standing on my doorstep at the crack of dawn on a Monday morning, and I am not in the mood for frivolity. I am not your greatest fan at the best of times, as you may have had a hint of over the years. But today, with the possibility of my old world crashing about my ears, with a wife I'm not talking to, and may possibly be divorcing, standing in the kitchen sulking over my sausage sandwiches, your reasons for being here at this very time had better be very solid indeed, Fred. Because, quite frankly, nothing less than half the family being wiped out in some major catastrophe will do as a reasonable excuse for your being here. So tell me, what are you doing here at this time in the morning? What do you want, Father? What do you want?
Cup of tea. Thanks for offering, Sam.
I didn't offer anything.
You're a good lad, excuse me.
Hey, you're inside. Come back. I didn't say you could come in.
Morning, Annabelle.
Morning, Fred. How nice to see you.
Don't talk to him, he's an intruder.
Lovely tea yesterday. Marvellous. Didn't your mother look well?
Yes. Did you say you wanted a cup of tea?
Please.
Don't give him one, Annabelle. He pushed past me.
Thought we weren't talking.
Damn, forgot.
Here we are, Fred. Would you like a bit of toast?
Please.
Food as well? Stop it, Annabelle. He's like mice. We'll never get rid of him.
No, you stop it, Sam.
I'm not talking to you.
Good.
I'm sorry to disturb you this early, Annabelle. I was making a call on Saturday, remember, Sam? The woman at the nice little white house with the pink door and hydrangeas I was talking about.
I'm not talking to you either. Just decided. Only answer. Shan't talk to anyone.
Good. Anyway, the lady apparently wanted a surprise for her husband.
I'm going to have a good sulk today.
Unfortunately, he arrived home before the deal was concluded.
Scowl at everybody, that's the answer.
And as he has a somewhat jealous disposition, and was incidentally built like a Sherman tank into the bargain...
I'll glare and be terribly tetchy.
I decided to make a dignified retreat until a more suitable time.
As I recall, down a drainpipe, across the gardens and through our kitchen window.
You're not speaking to me, remember?
Sandwiches and flasks, Sam.
Thank you, Annabelle.
You're not talking to me, either.
Could be a very quiet day, this.
Anyway, Annabelle, I was popping off to see her this morning to complete the sale, but it seemed somewhat early, so...
Afraid the Sherman tank might still be hanging around, more likely.
So I thought I'd pop in and say, good morning.
Never miss an opportunity to knock your poor defenceless little son over, guzzle his tea and eat him out of house and home, more like.
Sam?
Yes?
Post.
No, post, yes, I'll go to the post. But give him no more toast.
Call yourself a host.
Perhaps I'm being a bit silly about this post box thing. You're never silly, Sam. Well, this time, no way, no way. All right, Sam, I'll take your word for it. But whoever heard of anyone posting letters in a letterbox stuck in a wall? I bet some people do it. I've never seen anyone. Probably sneak out when it's dark so nobody can see them and laugh. Ah, nearly there. Hello? Now, there's a funny thing over the road. Amazing coincidence. Nice little white house with a pink door. Hydrangeas growing in clumps, he said. No, couldn't be. Door opening. Buxom blonde looking up and down the street. No, too much of a coincidence. Back inside she goes. Well, well, I wonder. No, no, it couldn't be. Couldn't be. Nearly at the corner. Here we are. Very handy. One stupid square letterbox stuck in the wall. Hollow. Right. Bit of careful positioning, and I can watch the box, and by peeping round the corner, watch the door of the White House at the same time, just in case. Mind you, it couldn't be. Too much of a coincidence. Now, make myself comfortable. Cushion here, flask there, sandwiches there. Now, I am ready to be amazed. An hour gone. Nothing. One policeman giving fishy looks from the opposite side of the road, then passing on, and buxom blonde out twice, looking up and down the street. For what, I wonder? Half a dozen people going to work and no sign of a postman. Hey, I don't believe it. It's him, heading for the pink house. Keeping it at the wall so he can't see me. I can't be sure it's him. A bit distant. Reach the gate of the White House. Comb out, hair, moustache, it's him, it's Dad. Flash, Fred, the dirty old devil. Buxom blondes before breakfast, eh? He is unbelievable. He's going up the path. Pink door opens. He's in. Well, I'll be...
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, officer. Gave me a fright. I was all ready to call a policeman for a second then. Good to see you again. I saw you earlier, passing.
Would you mind telling me what you're doing here, sir?
I'm waiting to watch this box being emptied.
Oh. From where I'm standing, you appear to be in a kneeling position, peeping round the corner into Keats Street, watching that there pink house with hydrangeas.
Ah, now, that is just the subplot. I'm really here to watch this box being emptied.
I see, sir. Is it your hobby or something?
What?
Watching post boxes being emptied.
No, of course not. It'd be a funny sort of hobby, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't know. Some people have very funny hobbies, you know?
Oh, yeah, like collecting matchboxes and things.
That's not a funny hobby, sir. I collect matchboxes myself.
Oh.
There's nothing funny about that, no. It's a very serious hobby. You'd be amazed at some of the people who collect matchboxes. Oh, that's not what I'd call a funny hobby.
Well, collecting car numbers, then.
Oh, yeah. Now, that is a funny hobby. I'm at it all day, and I can't see any pleasure in it at all. You'd think they'd become traffic wardens and get paid for it, wouldn't you? So, if it's not your hobby, why do you watch postboxes being emptied?
I don't watch postboxes being emptied. I'm watching this postbox being emptied.
Aye. Don't you get bored?
No, I don't watch it all the time, just today.
And another one tomorrow?
No, this one today.
Why?
Because I don't think they ever empty it.
Of course they empty it. Three times a day and twice weekends. Look, it's all written down on the little label.
Ah, no label.
Exactly. Well, vandals or tourists, of course. But it does get emptied.
All right. Tell me the last time you saw it emptied.
Last time I saw it.
Well, have you ever seen it emptied?
Well, no,
well,
but...
What did I tell you? It is never emptied.
Just because I haven't seen it emptied doesn't mean it's never emptied. I mean, well, it'd be overflowing with letters if it wasn't emptied, wouldn't it?
Who, apart from my wife, would be foolish enough to put a letter in a box that was never emptied?
Look, it does get emptied and people do put letters in. No, don't ask me, you're right. I've never seen anyone putting a letter in, but it doesn't alter the fact they do. And it does get emptied. And they change the little label every time. Well, every time it doesn't mean stolen, that is.
Excuse me, gents.
Certainly.
Only Tuesday. What a waste. You know, sometimes I get the feeling people don't trust these little square ones. Particularly when the label's been knocked off. You know.
Oh, well, there we are then. Would you like a sandwich?
No, thank you.
Cup of coffee?
No, not when I'm on duty, thank you, sir. Well, I must be getting on.
Well, that's that then. Collect me bits and pieces. What a wasted morning. No, not wasted. Sandwiches will come in for tea break. Or I could give them to Fred. He's a deserving cut. Fred? My dear old dad had forgotten all about you. Quick check. Yes. Bedroom curtains drawn. Disgraceful. Well, I think it's about time I sorted you out.
Now, my little petal, perhaps we'd better get started.
Oh, Fred, you're a one.
We try our best, Mirabelle. We try our best.
You certainly do, Fred.
Now, do you think we should try out the little electronic wizard brush?
Oh.
For cleaning overflow holes in sinks and baths.
Hey, Fred, was that the gate?
I hope not. Your husband is rather tall for his size.
It's me, darling. I forgot my key. Let me in.
Oh, Fred, it's him.
Good God, where's my key?
Here, Fred.
I'm off through the bathroom window.
Oh, go careful, Fred. You're not as young as you used to be.
I'm younger, Mirabelle. I'm younger. Oh!
Right, home. No time to lose. His route across the back garden's shorter.
Is that you, Sam?
I think so, yes.
Was he tempted?
Of course it was. Can't stop. We've got a visitor arriving any second now. Back fence.
But we're not expecting anybody.
Now, back door open. Up the garden path. Stand by the fence. And there it flies. One sample case over the fence. Fingers gripping the top. Knuckles white with panic. There's the first leg. And here he comes.
Oh,
gotcha.
Oh, no, put me down. It wasn't me. Sam.
Hello, Dad. Nice to see you back again. Would you like me to help you climb through the kitchen window, or can you manage by yourself? You've got to go through the window, because, I forgot my keys, darling.
You. It was you all the time. You degenerate, twisted, no-good, toadish little coppers for the trouble. It were you.
It's nothing personal, Dad. Just thought I'd cheer myself up a bit, that's all.
Well, you could have waited till I'd completed the sale.
I need cheering up now. It's a long wait till tomorrow morning. Will he ever come?
Dan?
In the hall.
Any sign of the man from the pools yet?
No, not yet.
Well, I've just finished my flakes. I'll be with you.
Why are we waiting? What? Annabelle, this could be it. Myopic little man turned into the street. Bowler hat and briefcase. Blind as a bat staring at house numbers.
Coming. Isn't it exciting?
No, it isn't. Look, see him?
Yeah. Move over a bit. Oh, Sam. He's crossing over to our side. He's peering up the path. He's trying to read the number.
He is doing what up the path?
Peering.
Oh, sorry, missing.
He's got a bit of paper out of his pocket.
Hey, move over. Put the bit of paper back into his pocket. Straightening his hat. Straightening his tie. It's him. He's coming up the path. Stand by to open the door. Now.
Hey, what?
Gotcha. Shut the door, Annabelle. Right. How much? Tell me quietly so the neighbours don't hear. How much?
Well, I'll give you all I've got, but I'm afraid it isn't very much.
This is no time for jokes. Look, just tell me how much we've won.
You haven't won anything, sir. Not yet.
What?
Put him down, Sam. No,
with insurance, you don't win until you've had an accident or the house burns down or something. That's the trouble with insurance.
Insurance? What are you talking about?
Well, you are Mr. Samuel Baker.
Yes.
Well, you would be pleased to hear that one of our long-standing, most trusted customers, Mrs. Rose Duckett, has given us your name as possibly in need of an additional insurance cover owing to a forthcoming happy event.
You what?
You will be pleased to hear that one of
I heard you the first time. I heard you the first time. Thank you very much. You mean to say you're not from the... You are just a rotten old brush salesman set on me by my grossy mother-in-law.
Sam!
Insurance, sir, not brushes.
Insurance, brushes. It's all the same thing to me, you nasty little midget. You come round here flaunting your sexuality, expecting me to be at work, so you can make eyes at my poor pregnant wife until she loses all will to resist and signs your rotten forms. How dare you? Get out. Go on, get out, you rotten little lecher. Get out.
Am I right in thinking you don't want any additional insurance?
Get out!
Morning.
Watch out, don't come in here, he's mad.
Push off, you crawly little creep.
Oh.
Oh, another one. Insurance man?
No.
Oh, well, come in.
I don't think I'll bother, thank you. I'll come back later.
Hey, are you from the pools?
Yes.
Please come in. We've been waiting for you. How much?
£310,000. £4.10.
Is that all?
That's not the usual reaction. People are usually quite pleased.
I was expecting at least 750,000.
There were two of you. The other bloke lives in Bolton.
How incredibly thoughtless of
you. He can't help living in Bolton.
No, no, no. Him winning. I thought he could have waited till next week so as not to spoil our surprise.
He'll probably think the same about you.
Doesn't he know he's won yet?
Yes, he knows he's won. He had the decency to send a telegram.
Oh, telegram, yes, forgot.
But he doesn't know how much. I'm going up to tell him. As soon as we've got the tea ceremony over with.
What's the tea ceremony? Oh, by the way, would you like a cup?
You see, tea ceremony just started. Yes, I'd love a cup. Company rules. Refuse all offers of money, but never turn the cup of tea down. Client needs time to think.
Do you think you could manage that, Annabel?
Yes, all right. I could do with a cup myself. I won't be a minute.
Oh, she speaks. That's nice for you.
But what did you think?
I didn't really think anything. Just haven't heard her say much, that's all.
Shall we go through to the kitchen?
Suit yourself.
Have a sit.
Why not?
Now, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but I thought the person from the pools would be a little happier. You know, sort of smile a bit. You look a right misery.
Thank you very much. The job's guaranteed to make one a ball of happiness, isn't it? Every week, come hail, rain or shine, I get my bicycle out of the shed and pedal off to the station, leave it in the left luggage office with me clips and board the train for such esoteric places as Bognor, Blackpool, Middlesbrough and Manchester. Tell some fool how many thousands of pounds he's won. Hear him say, this won't affect our way of life, we'll just go on as usual. Then listen while he tells me the begging letter joke. Turn down the money that I'm always offered in gratitude, drink me cup of tea and get the train back. Get the bicycle and me clips out of left luggage. Pedal home to a cold tea, because the missus goes to bingo on Tuesday. And all for 60 quid a week before stoppages. I suppose you'd be a ball of happiness too at that rate, wouldn't you? Still, I can't grumble. I haven't landed up with that many who've put an X in the little box, thank goodness. The anonymity requesters. They're the ones who make the job unbearable.
I put an X in the little box. I requested anonymity.
Oh. An anonymity requester. Oh, God.
What is it? Are you all right?
Have you got an aspirin, love?
Have you got a headache?
I'll say in about 4 minutes' time, give or take a few seconds.
There we are.
Thank you.
Glass of water?
I'll take it neat. You were joking, were you?
No, I requested anonymity.
You've really messed me up. And what have I ever done to you? I mean, apart from telling you you've won a few quid on the pools, I was looking forward to staying at home tomorrow night and watching telly.
Oh, what's my putting an X in the corner got to do with that?
Who do you think collects the cheque if you're not there? Do you think the celebrity booked at vast expense is going to hand the cheque to nobody? If you're not there, somebody's got to take it, haven't they?
Well, I still can't see how it affects you.
I'm the one who has to take it. Part of the job. I've got to go home, put my dinner suit on, get my dinner suit bicycle clips out of the cupboard, pedal off to the station and get the train to London. Go to the Grosvenor or some such posh place. Pretend to enjoy myself while drinking imitation champagne. There's no point in wasting the real thing on employees. Collect the cheque that you're too cowardly to pick up yourself and smile all the time I'm doing it. I think that's the part I hate most. The smiling. That and having the back of my head photographed. I hope you're pleased with yourself.
Oh, Sam, why can't we go? I'd love an evening in London. It does seem a bit unfair on Mr...
Don't worry about my name. We'll probably never meet again. I'm just the man who changed your whole way of life. Brought you boundless happiness and never did you any harm at all. And in your undying gratitude, you make me miss my favourite programme on television. On the only night I get a bit of peace and quiet away from my wife. Thank you very much. I'm sorry. I'll be all right in a minute.
Oh, Sam.
Oh, all right. I can't compete with you both. I'll collect the cheque. But I'm still going to remain anonymous.
Shouldn't be difficult. You're not exactly the memorable type, are you? Hello, Governor. Harry here. Just seen Sam Baker. No trouble at all. He'll be there to pick it up. In disguise, would you believe? Not brilliant, James. I'm just a simple student of human nature, that's all. Well, that's what you pay me for. And keep your fingers crossed, but I haven't lost one yet. Yes, I'm off to see the Bolton one now. Might be a bit more difficult. They breed them tougher over there. Yes, it might even have to be the tears with him. Still, he'll be there. You can be sure of that. Well, I better get going now. The chauffeur's parked on a double yellow. Look forward to seeing it at the reception tomorrow night. Yeah, bye, James. Bye.
310,000, £4.10.
310,000, £4.10.
310,000. £4.
And 10 new pence. Sam?
Annabelle?
Let's go out and buy something.
Okay. What would you like?
You don't mind?
No. What would you like?
I'd like an ice cream.
With chocky flakes?
Ooh, yeah.
And raspberry?
Yes. You sure we're not being rash?
No. I'll have one as well. One thing, you better bring your purse.
Why?
I haven't got any money.
You have been listening to Give or Take by Wally K. Daly, starring David Roper as Sam and Sharon Deuce as Annabelle, with Bill Owen as Fred. Also this week, Robert Gillespie featured as the man from the pools, David Tate as the policeman and the insurance man, and Deirdre Costello as Mirabelle. The theme music was written by Jim Parker, and the program was produced by John Fawcett Wilson.
Hundreds of thousands of people dream hundreds of thousands of dreams of getting their hands on a share of the hundreds of thousands they think that you've won on the pools. The fools, don't they know you can't win? 'Cause if they know, you lose.